Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Hey, mini boneheads. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from my palace in Los Angeles on Friday, September 6th, 2 Oceans 13. Last night, we did a Benson movie interruption at CineFamily of Mommy Dearest. Jesus Christ, what a movie. I'll play the audio of the beginning of that show with co-interrupters Tom Lennon, Zach Galifianakis, and James Adomian at the end of this shorty. And don't worry, mini boner app lovers. I think I've got a solution to keep minisodes coming, but not fill up the regular Doug Loves Movies feed with them. And you will learn more about that very soon. If you crave content, check out the latest Dining with Doug and Karen that we taped last night after Mommy Dearest. It's a potluck dessert ep, and it made me delightfully sick. And a couple of the fellas who interrupted the movie stick around, and another special guest stops by. It's a lot of fun. Check it out over at Nerdist.com or iTunes. So many things to plug. I'm off to Pennsylvania today for a stand-up show tomorrow night in Bethlehem at Arts Quest. Bring your name tags, play the Leonard Maltin game against Graham Elwood. Winner gets a seat in the Doug Loves Movies taping Sunday at Helium Comedy Club at 4:20. That's very close to sold out, so get your tickets or get out to Bethlehem to win a seat. Monday's Doug Loves Movies in New York City is sold out. So come to Yonkers Tuesday. It's only a subway and a train and a cab and a bus. It'd take a couple different modes of transportation if you're not already in Yonkers. But come out Tuesday to watch me and my comedy pals interrupt Cabin Fever on its 10th anniversary at the Alamo Drafthouse. Saturday, September 14th, Dining with Doug and Karen is coming to the Firebird in St. Louis at 4:20. Come chew with us and watch us chat. And we've added a late-night stand-up show that night at 11 because the Doug Loves Movies at 7:30, 8 o'clock, something like that, that's sold out. So we have an 11 o'clock stand-up show. So come and, again, we always play Leonard Maltin game at the stand-up shows if you can't get into the Doug Loves Movies tapings. Sunday, September 15th, stand-up at the Turner Ballroom in Milwaukee. Huge venue. Please fill it with your love. And now, the opening moments of last night's movie interruption. And as always, wire hangers are a shithead.
Hey, everybody. Thank you, Brett. Hadrian is on assignment. It's great to be back after a fairly short period of time. What was the last one we did? Was this like a week or?
Fast and Furious 6.
Oh, I hope they just always make those movies. Because I will just always interrupt them. And, but tonight we're reaching back a little bit. I think it's like 1980, I want to say. 81. Thank you, Stickler. Yeah, we're going back to 81, and Mommy Dearest. Who here has seen Mommy Dearest? So it's about a half and half situation. But I don't think any of my guests have seen it, so let's talk to them about it. Please give a big warm welcome to James Adomian, Tom Lennon, and Zach Galifianakis.
How is that for you guys? Is that like too cozy?
We don't have a love seat, do you? It's shorter. I believe I'm quoting OJ when I say too tight.
Too tight. Is there going to be the edge getting
little? Yeah, there you go.
A lot of facial hair on this love seat.
Yeah, that's great. That was Tom Lennon, everybody, with the facial hair. The incisive facial hair commentary. And you've never seen this motion picture?
Never have seen the film. I feel like there's a famous quote they run at the Oscars once in a while. Yeah.
Yes? Sure.
Wire hangers kind of stuff?
No more wire hangers.
Precisely.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see.
Ever. Again with the Sticklers.
That clip is in the Library of Congress. Just that clip.
Is it for real?
Yeah, just that 10 seconds.
That's James Adomian, everybody. First time movie interrupter, but also I hear a lot of your friends are here tonight. And corny setup. You know, they might have something to say about this movie, right?
Oh, are you talking about the LGBT community?
Yes. A lot of your gay and lesbian friends are here.
I think I'm the only gay man who's not seen this movie. I think I finished my application to be a full member.
Finally, you're officially gay after tonight.
Well, dude, stay around for the ceremony.
Well, yeah,
it's weirder than you think.
Thank you for reminding me, because tonight is a podcast crossover event, because once again, we're having a Dining with Doug and Karen podcast out back on the patio, thank you, after the show tonight. So Karen will be here, and I'll be here, and our producer, Katie Money, will be here, and we will, the whole audience, or not the whole audience, but lots of people in the audience have brought desserts, and we are going to sample them and talk about them, and whether or not we like them, but I'm sure we'll like all of them. Because there's a lot of...
Did they bring anything else or just desserts?
Zach Galifianakis is here.
I didn't say that.
I just didn't know where to go from there.
My neck is cracked.
Maybe you can
give it. I threw my neck out because I thought I saw Jean-Claude Van Damme in an internet cafe.
You could just hurt your neck thinking you saw an internet cafe. They're all shut down, aren't they?
Shut down?
Yeah.
The Internet Bureau.
Yeah. We had enough of them and their crazy internet access. So if you could stick around and have some desserts after, some just desserts after the thing tonight. By all means, too. Zach's MO with movie interruptions is he tends to leave about halfway through. Mm-hmm. Because
my kids are always in the car.
Yeah.
And right also, now, again, this is the third week in a row.
But I think you always show up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and think it's really fun for a while, but then a sadness sets in. Because people made this movie that right. We're talking so much shit about.
Fast and Furious, no, not with Fast and Furious 6. That should be, that is the craziest, dumbest thing I've ever seen. Vin Diesel? If I saw him in an internet cafe, man, I'd throw everything out.
You do what?
Throw everything out. Let's get on with it.
It is a long one. There are air conditioning issues tonight, so if you brought some sort of ice cream dish, that's probably not going to work out. That's not going to last.
Can we at some point start chanting fast forward, fast forward?
I prefer that not only people didn't do that, but that my guests didn't suggest that. It's here at Cine Family, we're all about endurance. And it's all about, if you're going to fucking see Mommy Dearest, you're going to see every goddamn second of it. You stay all the way through the end credits, except for Zach, because of the kids, and we love every most minutes of it, every time. So stop being a troublemaker, Tom.
Now for the majesty and wonder of cinema.
Mommy Dearest!
Of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room